The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we are going to be jumping around today and talking about all kinds of pets and cats and dogs because this is the time to be with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. And here it is. Sit, stay, and listen, y'all, with Dr. Mark. Good morning, Dr. Mark.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone. How's everybody going? Yep. How's everybody doing?
Woof.
I know, exactly. I wake up every morning doing that myself.
I know. And you've got your friend, Ann. Welcome. Yeah. Good morning, Ann. We're glad you're here with us this morning.
Our boy, Mac, couldn't come today.
I'm disappointed.
He's sleeping in.
He's sleeping in.
Well, you know, he's got one of those riders, you know, like, I need this if I'm going to perform for you. and maybe Dr. Mark hasn't met all of his rider criteria.
For the end of the month, he met his quota already. Okay, I gotcha. Well, tell me all about Olive Branch Pet Hospital for folks that maybe aren't familiar with you, just moving into the area. They're looking for a new veterinarian. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been a veterinarian for about 30 years. I was a pharmacist before that, and went to Ole Miss, and then went for pharmacy. Went to Florida for my vet degree. You know, go Gators. You know, football's starting, so here we go.
Go dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I moved here about 24 years ago and bought Olive Road Animal Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And after Hurricane Ivan, there was a big rainstorm, had a flooding issue there. So I moved to Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market, 4220 North Davis. And we've been there for probably, 17, 18 years.
Oh, gosh, that long. I didn't realize that.
Me neither. So I have to ask my realtor, a client of mine, and when I bought the property, and she asked Terry Lewis is her name. She's awesome. And I say, Terry, when did I buy this again? But exactly.
I know.
So anyway, we've got a great setup there. We got plenty of room. The clinic, we do a lot of advanced work. I do everything, but we do a lot of cancer work there. We do some advanced therapy and whatnot. So we see that. I do some orthopedics. Mainly.
You do surgeries as well, yes?
Yeah, I do a lot of surgery. I've done about 25, 30,000 surgeries.
What?
Yeah. And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we really got it going on. I got a great staff. Dr. Stephanie Kairos works with me there, and she's super experienced as well. Owned two clinics in Atlanta. Met the love of her life, moved down here, thank goodness, and got married. So she works with us, and I've got a super staff. The Play and Stay is my guess is the largest physically wise of any place in the Panhandle. It's about 4.2 acres. We have about 10,000 square feet back there with
that's
daycare.
Huge.
And
yeah,
daycare.
So it's not little kennels where you're stuffing the dogs in.
No, we
overnight.
Got everybody has their little room and all that, and we got a super staff. We're really personalized, Meg. A lot different from a lot of these places in town, especially corporately owned ones that are franchises where people buy them. And with all due respect, you know, there's a lot more to it than saying, "Hey, I just want to own a boarding facility." You know,
right?
And so I'm the only one in town who is a veterinarian that actually is on site.
That makes a huge difference because things happen.
Yeah, I mean, they get to play in, you know, we got a lot of room back there, and they all play. And, you know, we make sure somebody, you know, a new pet's going to get along with, you know, first day's free, and then they come, and we just kind of, you know, it's got to be good for the pet and owner, but it's got to be good for us, too. You know, just, we tend to take a lot of dogs nobody wants, but we have the staff to, if it's a little dog that doesn't like to play with others, and the staff will take them out by themselves, throw the ball, put them through the little obstacle course. You know, our job is to wear them out so when they get home, people, they eat their dinner and go to bed.
That's always a good thing.
And that's what owners like. So that's what we do.
Well, one of the things that's good to know, too, is that you are also open during a hurricane warning, storm, that kind of thing, because some people are afraid to evacuate their dogs or not able to. So that's a great thing, especially right now as we're in the heart of the season.
Yeah, we are open 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I live in East Till, which is about 5 to 7 minutes from there. And I'm always up there doing something on the weekend. So, you know, a lot of my patients, if they have issues or something, you know, they can call up there and then I'll just run up there and see them. Or if a pet that's boarding with us has issues, you know, I got a call this morning that one of my real good clients and also friends dropped off her dog. Well, that dog decided to eat a ball this morning.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So I've got my surgical scrubs on because
I
might be going
into
that
one. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I may be going into that one and then hopefully not, especially the holiday weekend. And then another one's got really, really bad allergies when it came in just all chewed up. So, and that's one thing, too. It's getting to be fall.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's feeling it here.
And, I am.
Yeah. I ride motorcycles. You can always tell when you ride a motorcycle, you know, when it is. But, and so we're starting to see a lot more itching and that kind of thing. You know, she's around in Florida, but it's spring and fall is the heavy time.
Okay? Definitely.
Yeah. So, but that's me, and we'd love to see you come out. I do take new clients.
Oh, good.
And we do, of course, we board not just only our clients, but a lot of other clinics. Some buddies of mine that own clinics, and they've gotten out of the boarding business.
Right.
They tend to send us stuff because, you know, I'm there. And there's a lot of good places in town, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd appreciate y'all giving us a chance if you hadn't in the past.
Okay. Well, if you just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry, and this is Sit, Stay, and Listen on Pep Talk. So here's the deal. If you have questions, and my understanding this morning, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the feline category, the kitty cats. So if you've got a question about your cat or a dog, that's okay too. 850-437-1620. We're here to answer your questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what have you got? See, I don't know a lot about cats because I'm a Georgia Bulldog and I've always owned dogs. So tell me about what you can share with me about cats. And because I know my friends that are cat lovers are invested all the way. It's a whole different kind of animal owner, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, it is. And, you know, cats pick you.
Yes.
Kind of like dogs a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cats especially do. Now, I've said this, folks, I've said this once. I've seen it a million times on this show. You know, cats are from another planet. Okay? That's just the way it is.
I agree. I feel better. I feel validated.
Yeah, it's they're wonderful creatures. I will say this, and I say this to a lot of people, you know, they're the best healers of the pets.
Oh,
okay?
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they're the best orthopedic patient other than a cow. I think I've said that before. Because cows, you just put them in a stall and put some, you know, hay in there, and they're going to sit there for 6 weeks, and they don't mind, you know, getting up, pooping, laying back down. I mean, you know, but cats, our professors at Florida would say, all right, yeah, here's what you do with a cat. Just throw the broken leg and the cat in the kennel for 6 weeks and it'll be healed when it comes out.
Oh my gosh.
So, and that's, of course, that's not necessarily totally true, but
Before we alienate all of our cat lovers, we need to have a little discussion about what's great about cats too.
Well, I tell you, one thing about cats is they vary, and dogs too, but they do sense your emotions. Now, you know, unfortunately my wife passed away suddenly about 2.5 years ago, and my staff had come and got my two dogs because it was a sudden death and I wasn't sure when I'd be at home and this and that, whatever. So, but my cat, Lily, who ran into my kitchen when she was young, and I said, who are you? And, well, her name's Lily and she's 13 now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. But she's got the attitude. So
mm-hmm.
That first night I was alone by myself at the house. I said, okay, girlfriend, talking to my cat, Lily.
Right.
All right, girlfriend, this is you and me tonight. And I couldn't believe she went to the door. She goes in and out and went outside for the night. I cannot believe she did that. Now, I can't. So a real
I thought you were going to tell this heartwarming story about how the cat got up in the bed with you and cuddled and snuggled comforted you. No.
Yeah. Well, that's boring. You know. Anyway, but I got a real good friend of mine that she's a cat veterinarian, pretty renowned out in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And birthday, she's 50 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Dr. Renee Mead. I told her about it. She said, well, you know, how you doing? And I said, well, you know, can you believe Lily went outside the first night? I really needed her there with me in the bed. And she went outside. And I can't say the word that Dr. Mead said. She said, oh, that little.
Okay.
Starts with a W.
So, okay.
Anyway.
So, oops.
But cats are wonderful creatures. And I tell you, as you get older, a lot of times they're a lot easier to care for. They take care of themselves. You know, Lily, she's the type yet that wants to be loved on when she wants to be loved on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's how, I mean, I sense that's how they are.
Yeah, they are. And you dropped your mic there, man.
I don't know what's happening this morning with this microphone, but we did get a text in real quick. We're talking about cats. So one of our listeners says, we have cats and my dad passed away on Father's Day. Oh, and my cat Buddy cuddled with me more than ever.
Aww. Yeah. And that's a great thing because they really sense it. Emotions. You know, people don't like cats, but cats, it's a personality thing, you know. And I think on the last show, Meg, we were talking about how to find the perfect pet.
Right.
It really comes down to personality,
right.
You know, that sort of thing. You know, it's amazing how many, they say pets look like their owners. Well, that is really true. You know, I mean, I had a guy come in one time that looked like a bulldog. I mean,
yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
And it was like, I kept looking at both, thinking, you know, I was getting confused. But,
I saw a woman had poodle hair once and she had a poodle. I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, I know. But, I love cats. I mean, they're wonderful creatures. They're very intuitive. They're hunters.
They bring gifts.
They do. often. That sort of thing. But they do have emotional needs. And there was an article in recent one of my magazines called Clinician's Brief that was written by Megan Heron. She is a behaviorist, a veterinarian who has a behavioral certification in Ohio. And it's a 2-page article, and I just thought I'd read a couple of things out of here.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And this is, I see this a lot with cats when they're pooping outside the litter box, they're vocalizing, they're hiding from everybody. You know, with dogs, they're more like us humans, you know, we kind of are similar emotionally and that kind of thing. But cats, I mean, who knows? But after I read this article, I thought, you know, cats are not a whole lot different from us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read,
let's read two or three things.
So, life changes that affect cats. Moving homes. Okay, I have my cataracts done, so I need my glasses. Anyway, extended owner absence. New baby in the household. That's a big one, guys. And I'm going to tell you how you need to work on that if you're having a baby. Loss of another animal. Home renovations. Changing the routine. They're big routine creatures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like horses. I mean, horses are big routine. Changing household members, people coming in and out. So one thing I do want to touch on, because we're limited on time. Guys, if you guys are having children and a new baby's on the way, and congratulations for all you out there that's a situation. It's a wonderful time. What I want you to do, though, is on your smartphone, I want you to start playing a baby crying, maybe at real low levels, and then over 2 or 3 days, you kind of, it's getting them sensitive to it. And also what I want you to do is, now, Kim and I never had children, so realize I don't know a whole lot about this, but I will say this. I did go to a class on this, so I know a little bit. But when you have a baby, you know, they wipe the baby off, you know, kind of thing. Well, take that towel and have your spouse take it home and throw it in the house.
Oh.
Okay. And then that gives them a chance to get that odor.
Oh.
So when you come home with a new one, you know, the dog is not, you know, what is this? You know, I've never seen, you know, and my dogs have never seen children. I mean, you know, so my little nephew came over and and they started chasing him around, and he chased them around. You think that's all cool. Well, I had to take him to the play and stay for a couple of days with my sister and brother-in-law and niece were visiting. So you just need to desensitize them a little bit. Is kind of make them a little bit more familiar with it.
No, that makes perfect sense.
And gradual exposure is what it is. Now, I'm going to list 2 or 3 more things here. It's signs a cat is not adjusting adequately to a major change. Prolonged hiding, social withdrawal. So if you know you have a very social cat now, you're not seeing it for a day or two. They're going outside their litter boxes. Hissing, growling, swatting or biting humans or the other animals. Excessive vocalization, you know, that'll drive you crazy, especially when one wants to go outside and you don't want to let them out. And then illness, if they're weight loss, they're having some type of, pain maybe from osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught back 30 years ago, cats don't get heartworm and don't get arthritis. Now we know they do.
Right.
And arthritis is a big thing. Every cat over, and you'd have to check me on this, folks, but I think it's every cat over the age of 9 has some degree of arthritis.
Huh.
And I know dogs do. And so there's a shot out there called Solensia. And Solensia is a monoclonal antibody that treats cat arthritis. And there's one for dogs called Librela. I've touched on this in the past in other shows. Wonderful drug. I mean, we need this in humans.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, all three of us sitting here.
Nodding our heads.
Need this. And if Mac was here, he'd be a part of that too. Since I worked on his knee not long ago. So anyway.
Well, are some of the symptoms you talked about, because there's adjustments and social adjustments or whatever, but can those signs also be a sign of illness?
Yes.
When they start behaving that way, not pooping in their litter box and the crying and, mm-hmm. and the hiding and isolating.
Yeah, yeah, because they don't feel good.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, with a dog, they come up and like look at you with pitiful eyes and, you know, lay down. And, mm-hmm. you know, with a cat, they're in your laundry basket, maybe pooping in it and,
oh, no.
and hiding, you know,
oh, no.
swatting at the kids and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So it's just, I think that I love this article. By Megan, because it's, you know, it's very simple, and it talks about just getting them familiar, you know, mm-hmm. the sounds, putting the towel in there after baby's born, and just gradual introduction. Because you can imagine if you're living at home, and then somebody brought something in and dropped it off.
Well, you were the center of attention.
Yeah. yeah. Correct.
You were the baby.
Correct.
Oh, so, and that's true for little kids, too.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good
children
point.
Children, too.
That, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just something I want to touch on a little bit, guys. I mean, there is pharmaceuticals, Buspar, Prozac, gabapentin. Sometimes we'll put them on, especially if they don't want to get in the box to come see me. Sometimes you can give them a little gabapentin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your veterinarian will know all about that. And you can get them in the box. You know, get them used to going in the box starts when they're children or
right.
when they're kids
mm-hmm.
or kittens. yeah, I almost got there. And so that's a good way to kind of get them used to it because, you know, some of these older clients come in and, you know, I'll look at the cat and I put it and he just runs back in the box. He says, oh, my God, it took me an hour to get that thing in there. What did you do? You know, I said, well, you know, I'm poking him and prodding him. I mean, you know, that's probably why he ran away. It's more running away than wanting mm-hmm. to get in the box.
Yeah, there you go. If you just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. This is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark at Pep Talk. 850-437-1620. If you got a question, please send it in. This is good. I have just gotten my first cat, and this hairball thing help.
Okay.
So what does that mean? I'm not a cat person.
Well, they okay. do that whole, I know what it means, and I don't even have a cat. But
well, they're grooming themselves.
So what is that all about? Because they start choking, and so what can an owner do, I guess, is the question.
Well, hairballs come from grooming, and some cats, all cats will have something at one time. Now, if you have a longer-haired cat, you tend to have it a little bit more often.
Mm-hmm.
Hair is inflammatory to the GI tract or the stomach and intestinal tract.
Right.
So there are foods out there you can feed. Science Diet makes a great food for hairball control. It's called Hairball Control Formula.
Huh.
Royal Canin's another product I like. Purina's my third choice, and they're good too. Because what they say on the bag is actually what's in the bag. You know, mm-hmm. not necessarily true with a lot of food. So it's not regulated very well. But
right.
those are things you can do. There are also something called Catlax. It's like a mineral oil flavored little gel that you can pop on the inside of their mouth or stick it. Because what that does, it helps the hairball control helps bind the hair and keeps it from irritating the GI tract. But also the Catlax, and that usually fixes it or uh-huh. does it. But the Catlax, a lot of people prefer to do that because they don't like the hairball control formula. And that kind of helps stuff slide through.
Better. So the hairball is hair that is
in the
coming
stomach.
In the stomach that's coming up.
Yes, because the stomach gets irritated,
mm-hmm.
and then and so it cannot contract very well. So what happens is they eat, they throw up the food and the hairball. Now they're really hungry, so then they go and overeat again, and then they throw up again.
Yeah,
so it's a
pleasant,
vicious cycle.
Yeah, and they do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like yeah. Go ahead.
What does this sound like?
Yeah. You know, and exactly. You know, that's for you not to ever had a cat, maybe. That's pretty good.
I've been around them. I just have never owned one.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
for certain reasons.
You know, you did voices for some major shows. So I was wondering,
do sound effects.
Did they have cat on that show that you know we all loved? Anyway, so that's kind of the thing. So there's two or three things you can do, and address that because I do a lot of cancer in my office, and it's not uncommon for us to see one or two a year where a cat's had just persistent GI problems, gastrointestinal problems, and hair. They're allergic to their food. That's other reasons they can throw up.
Yeah.
You know, it's the protein. It tends to be seafood in cats. In dogs, it's chicken, beef, wheat, and milk. And so you need to address this sooner and later, because persistent inflammatory disease eventually and possibly can cause lymphoma of the intestinal tract. And that is a very, very bad problem. My wife's cat had it, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So I have it. I know it personally as well as professionally.
Okay. We got another comment from one of our listeners that says, thank you for the information concerning the introduction of a new baby to cats. My daughter's expecting, and she has cats, and one of them seems to sense something's up and is always laying on her tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Isn't that interesting?
Well, they probably feel the heartbeat, depending on, you know, how far along.
They sense there's a little being in there. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And the hormones, too.
Of course,
all the hormones and stuff. But,
interesting.
Yeah, because, you know,
thanks for sharing that, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point. The one thing you don't want them to do is, you know, a new baby, you got the little crib thing, and you put them in there. And, you know, you don't want the cat jumping in there and peeing and pooping as their new litter box.
That's right. Gosh, no.
One other thing, too, and I get a call from a physician, OBGYN, every now and then. Not as much anymore, but I used to get a call about once every month about this. Toxoplasmosis. Some cats can have that.
What is that?
It's a parasite
they get. Okay.
And cats can get that, and then people who are pregnant, they say, you know, you shouldn't be emptying the litter box. Now, if you empty the litter box every 24 hours, you will not get it, okay? Because the toxo releases spores within 24 hours. But what I tell my clients are, just make the husband do it, okay? Or your spouse.
Yeah,
okay?
Really.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, should the dog sleep in the bed with you? And on a little thing I did on my podcast, I mean, you know, there's no reason, ladies, the dog cannot sleep in the bed. And if the husband doesn't like it, he can sleep in the guest room. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly, you know. But have them empty it every day, and have your spouse or children or something empty the litter box. Just don't even risk a chance of getting it. And I've had clients who have gotten it. It's rare, but I have seen it. Mm-hmm. But just to straighten that out, because your physician may say, oh, no litter boxes, no cats in the house and all that stuff. That is just totally wrong. Okay. And so I don't get a call as much anymore about it. But for a long time, I was getting it pretty regularly. Okay.
This is a question for me. I know that a lot of cats, are they better off alone? Or I see people that it seems like once they have one, they have 10.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a number of cats that's kind of normal? Or is that, why do they have so many cat owners?
Well, that's a...
crazy.
This is just my question. Now, it's not from a listener, but I'm just curious because I very rarely see anything in between. It's like they have one or they have 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I got some clients that have... lots.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not a judgment. I think it's fascinating. I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, you know, cats, the one thing you need to do with a cat to kind of keep them from having a lot of nervous energy and I mean, nervousness and this, that is they need to be chasing a laser pointer. They need cat trees to climb,
right.
You know, they're hunter gatherers, that kind of thing. So, but it's just some cat owners, one wanders up to the house. Everybody's had this happen.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're part of the fold there.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I do want to mention on that, and that's a very good point, Meg. Well, two things. One of my colleagues is a real well-known cat doctor. Anytime I see her in the area, then I try to go see her. But, you know, she says anything over four, you're a crazy cat lady. Okay? And she has four. If it's more than four. The other thing is
A whole nother show.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show.
Okay, well, we'll get there.
So cats are like Pringles. You can't just have one.
Correct.
Well, here you go. I've got a couple comments. First of all, I made my husband do it, talking about the
good
13 years. And then this Vicky called since I have 14 because most of them are feral and I don't want them to go hungry. Only a couple come in.
Okay, yeah, good. Don't let the others come in because they've got to be checked for AIDS and leukemia. If you let them come in and start sharing litter boxes and food dishes, your cats that are yours will possibly get it. And I see that on a fairly regular basis.
Okay. All right. This has been
very good point.
Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark. Thank you for being here. And we love you coming in. And Have a great weekend.
Yeah. God bless.